Columbus City Council acts tonight on a huge new development in the Short North. Plans call for a 26-story building to rise from what is now the North Market parking lot. The $192 million development will expand the current market's footprint and include new restaurant space, a hotel, and apartments. But some question whether the city is getting a good deal for the highly desirable piece of real estate. The piece of land sits one block from High Street in the heart of the booming Short North neighborhood. 2 acres surrounded by hotels, restaurants, condos, and apartments. The current owner of the property, Columbus taxpayers. The Franklin County Auditor values it at $4.5 million. But Greg Rabchek, a commercial real estate agent with HER Realtors, explains it would likely fetch far more than that on the open market.
There are a number of sales that have taken place. Frankly, one of them is right up the street from this.
He says there are few areas of the city more attractive than the Short North, and he points to a property nearby.
That property sold, that 0.461 acres on the corner of High Street and First Avenue, sold June 27th of 2017 for $4.5 million. So if you looked at that, the equivalent of that could be $9 million an acre.
The site is not all parking lot. The market itself takes up some of that space, and it's not going anywhere. But still, developers will have a decent amount of land to work with, and it's not like values have gone down since 2017. So why is the city transferring it to developers for free? Well, Rick Harrison-Wolf doesn't see it that way.
They're not giving it away. So that's a key thing. It's not the subsidy, there's no public market in the world that operates without a subsidy from someone.
Wolf directs the North Market Development Authority, and he points to the market's parking revenue, roughly $300,000 a year. Under a different deal, the market might lose those dollars. Instead, the agreement calls for the developer to pay that amount to the market every year.
That's their subsidy to us, and the developer has to take over that subsidy in perpetuity. So think about that. $300,000 a year in perpetuity, they're paying a lot for that land. But they understand the importance of the market, you know, in this project together, so that's something they're willing to take on.
The Wood Companies and Shift Capital Group make up the development team. Neither responded to interview requests for this story. Under their $300,000 annual payment, it would take about 15 years for them to pay off the auditor's current valuation of the parcel. They'll also contribute $200,000 a year during construction to make up for lost revenue with the market. Columbus Economic Development Administrator Mark Lundeen explains this fits with the city's underlying strategy. Drive dollars into the market itself, not into city coffers.
The city could have gotten a much greater financial return had we not taken into account the support and the expansion necessary for the market. But we chose to, you know, invest in that versus, you know, just pursuing the greatest possible return.
That rings a bit hollow for Joe Motil.
You know, first of all, it's the taxpayers' land, and we shouldn't be giving away public parking lots as we have in the Short North area for nothing.
Motil is running for city council. Another candidate, Liliana Bayman, raised similar concerns, noting in a statement, quote, "The last thing we need to do is give away taxpayer land for free in one of the hottest neighborhoods in Columbus. Because it's in the downtown CRA district, the development also qualifies for tax breaks. It'll receive property tax abatements on its hotel, residential, and office space improvements. Those tax breaks are meant to attract new investment, but Motil says they're no longer necessary in the area.
These 15-year, 100% tax abatements in the downtown district are no longer needed. They haven't been needed for years now. This is, and as everybody knows, a risk-free development area where everybody is making money hand over fist.
Motil was actually a member of the city's Historic Resource Commission when the market introduced plans to move from an old Quonset hut into its current space, and he laments the changing face of the neighborhood. The same commission has to sign off on plans for the new tower. Motil hopes they'll push for changes, but admits it's not likely. He'll be on hand tonight when City Council brings up the plan for a vote. Nick Evans, WOSU News.